Good morning.
Good morning, Beverly.
So, are you excited for your party tonight?
You know I am.
Very good. I stopped by the ballroom earlier and it looks absolutely fabulous. Oh, that party planner did a damn fine job. Oh, this night is going to be unforgettable.
I hope so. Before I head out for the day and get ready, I just want to once again thank you. Thank you for believing in me. Thank you for giving me every opportunity in the world. And thank you for always being more than my boss.
Oh dear. I forgot to put on waterproof mascara today. So if I cry and if it runs, I'm blaming you. Natalie, you are a talented woman. You're beautiful. You're kind, and you are simply irreplaceable. There is not another in this world such as you. You are truly one of a kind. And I do not say such a thing lightly.
I know.
Well, I'm glad that you do. Thank you for never phoning it in here. I know that realty is not easy. But it means a lot to a lot of people. It's our world. It's our arena. It's our everything. And you have shown me that you are worthy of creating a legacy here. I couldn't have asked for more than that.
Oh, Bev.
Much, much love to you, dear.
Thank you. Same to you.
Now, it is an order that you get out of this stuffy office. Go be with that group of gals you're so close with, and I will see you tonight.
Okay. See you tonight, Bev.
So long, Natalie.
So, what do you guys think? You know that I value your opinions the most. I just want you to envision this restaurant looking completely different. Imagine a trend-setting place. Imagine a place where you can effortlessly go from business meeting to date night. Imagine a place where anyone can have a bite to eat and feel at peace.
Wow, Char, that is one hell of a pitch.
Now I can understand why I left work and came straight here. Obviously, this place is in good hands.
The support I'm getting from the two of you means the world to me. The redesign will take time, but it'll be so much fun. Now, the place doesn't open for lunch for another 2 hours, so what do you ladies say we have a private lunch?
Unfortunately, I only had time to stop by for like 30 minutes. I have to get to the dress shop over on Santee.
I can stay for a cup of coffee, but then I have to leave as soon as this place opens for lunch. That is, if I'm going to make it to the cleaners in time to pick up my dress.
Sounds good.
Oh, real quick. Are we still riding together in that limo?
You bet we are, Sarah.
Awesome. Well, I'll see you two later tonight. Have a good one.
You too.
She seems to be holding up pretty damn well.
Yeah, it appears so.
Do you think she's okay on the inside? We've known her long enough to spot phony feelings, but this just seems different with all that has happened.
I'll agree with you there, but I do think that she is genuinely holding up okay. With Matthew still at that hotel, it has given her time to think about what her upcoming moves are going to be. When it comes to all the meetings with lawyers that she'll have to endure and everything. And you know, anyway, I'm glad you decided to stay for coffee because I need your advice on something.
Oh, what's up?
Well, last night I was blowing Jack and.
What happened? Did he make you swallow? Did he not offer a pillow for your knees? You know, a true gentleman always offers support.
True. Anyway, he wasn't the problem. He was very nice, actually. And his penis.
Charlie, you've talked about this thing enough. I know more about this man's penis than I care to know. Just jump to the point, please.
Okay, fine. You see, I was blowing him when I suddenly got a neck cramp, and it became so unbearable that I had to stop. Anyway, I went into the bathroom for a moment to try and massage it out, and he said that when I was done in the bathroom, we could do other stuff. We could just have sex in a normal way, is what he mentioned. But then I had to throw him out. And he hasn't called me, or texted me, or nothing. I bet he's pissed at me for leaving him with the bluest of balls in the whole city.
Whoa, Charlie, back up. Why did you throw him out of your place? Why didn't you just let him...
Because I got my period. It was the first night he had ever spent in my place. I was trying to spice things up with a good BJ. I was gonna let him spend the night. I was gonna make him heart-shaped pancakes in the morning, but all I wanted to do was break out that special pair of underwear and eat a chocolate bar.
Oof.
Exactly.
I see that you and Jack are still in that our whole relationship must still be sexy phase. It's the equivalent of that I have to wake up 20 minutes early and get put together if you're sleeping at my place phase.
Exactly. And I hate both phases. Natalie, I feel bad. I kicked him out because I didn't want him to know what was going on, and I couldn't have done anything the rest of the night anyway.
Well, how many times have you called him?
3.
And how many times have you texted him?
4.
And nothing?
I wasn't lying to you.
Okay. You know, I know exactly what you have to do.
What? Please, tell me.
Okay. Go to the palace in a sexy outfit where you can pass off bloating if you have any issues with that right now. And bring him a snack. And a bottle of red wine. Just make a sexy midday thing happen. And then give him a great handjob. That way, you get to rest your neck and not reveal your period. He gets to be a man. It's a win-win situation. Best part, you'll have time to pull this off before my party.
You really think I can?
I know you can. Now go get him.
So what do you think of the dress? Did Couture Shop LA meet your standards? I hope that we did, at least.
Marcy, the dress is gorgeous, and I still can't believe that it fits me like a glove.
Do you want me to get it bagged up for you? Or I can do a box if you don't prefer. Garment bag?
No, a garment bag would be fine.
Great, I'll bring one over.
Thank you.
Sarah, is that you?
Jane Parrish?
Yeah, hey you. Wow, I don't know what the odds of this are, but I'm glad we ran into one another. And we both seem to have excellent taste. First we match up in the shoes we like, and now we both have on the same dress. I've got another one of those dental fundraisers to go to. I'm sure Matthew told you all about it.
I'm sure he did. I've had a lot on my mind lately, though.
Sorry to hear that. Look, on a side note, I just want to apologize for that day at the shoe store. I'm not sure if it's something I did or...
Well, kind of.
Pardon?
Jane, I don't know you. Hell, up until that one day in the shoe store, I never even knew what your face looked like. Little did I know that you were part of my life already, in more ways than one. You see, I know that you, my husband, have gotten much closer than just meeting at those stupid dentist fundraisers. I know that you have FaceTimed him on many occasions to... be some sexy seductress as he masturbates. And now here you stand in front of me wearing a dress that I'm wearing to my best friend's party tonight, and you act as though nothing is wrong. You're acting as though you haven't turned my life upside down. You're acting as though you haven't bulldozed through a marriage.
Sarah, I don't know what to say.
Well, I do. First off, that is not your color. You make that dress look cheap. And secondly, you better close your mouth. You're starting to look like a trout. Oh, and finally, stay away from my husband. We may have a lot of issues, and we may be getting a divorce, but he deserves better than a cheap, hoish receptionist who doesn't even know that black heels don't go with a navy blue dress. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to get this dress bagged up.
Hey, Nat, do you have a second to talk?
For you, always, hon. I'm just at home trying to find the perfect pair of shoes for the party tonight. What's up, though?
Well, I'm at my house trying to figure out how to surprise Jack. Like, I want to get it just right.
Yeah, let me know when you're ready to put the real Charlie back on the phone.
I'm being serious.
So am I.
Like I said, I just want this surprise to be perfect.
And it will be. But, well, OMG.
What?
That's why you kicked him out.
What are you talking about?
You didn't get a cramp, did you, Char? Not in your neck, not a period cramp, nothing.
Shit, fine, you're right. I'm not on my period and I did not have a cramp in my neck.
Be honest with me. You're falling for him, aren't you? And I think you're worried of how Jack would react towards commitment. And I think you're also scared of how you'll react.
Natalie, I've never felt this way about a guy.
Have you noticed that our situations are very similar? These two men have entered our lives, they both have sketch paths, and they both love strong women. Somehow, over time, we've ended up falling for them. Charlie, if I'm being 100 with you, I gotta say, I'm into Jameson more and more. I've not felt this way since CM.
Cole Montgomery?
Well, you didn't have to say his name like Lester Holt introducing another suspect on Dateline.
I got caught up in the moment.
Something tells me you're about to get caught up in another one.
I guess you could say that.
Oh, I'm getting another call. I think it's the party planner.
No worries. I think I know what I've got to do.
Good girl. I'll see you in a few hours.
You bet. Bye.
Bye. Hello, you.
Hello.
I was on the phone with Charlie, and as soon as I heard the notification of another call, I thought it was my party planner my boss hired. He's very uptight, I'll have you know.
Well, aren't most party planners?
Good point. So, what's up?
I know that you had planned on being brought to the party in a limo, and I know you wanted to hang out with your girlfriends, but I was hoping, wondering, if you'd rather ride to this party with me. To your party with me. Do you?
Do I detect a hint of nervousness?
Maybe, just a little.
I'll ride with you.
Really?
I'd love to. And I'll let my friends know the change of plans. I'm sure that they'll understand. Bye now.
Bye.
This is Sarah. Leave a message.
Sarah, it's me. Look, I'm going to be a little late to your place to get in the limo. I just got to the club to surprise Jack. I'm so excited. So this might take a while. And anyway, love you bunches, and I'll try to make it on time. Bye. Well, here goes nothing. Jack, surprise! Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to just barge in. Have you seen Jack?
Oh, he had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, well, this is awkward. I'm Charlie, by the way.
Nice to meet you, Charlie. I'm Marcy.
I have to say, you are hot.
Oh, thank you. You don't look so bad yourself.
Thank you for saying that. My Botox is setting in, but don't tell anyone.
Your secret is safe with me.
So, how long have you been a dancer?
Excuse me?
I get it. You prefer the old-fashioned term. How long have you been a stripper? And I have a feeling you're going to ace this interview.
Oh, I'm not a stripper. No, no, no. And I don't have an interview with Jack. I'm here to take him out for a late lunch. I'm his wife.
Wife?
Well, yes.
I see. Look, I have to go. I'm going to be late for a thing. Just tell Jack I stopped by to collect my last check. I am so sorry. Truly, I have to go.
Wait, is everything okay?
No, not at all. Again, I have to... Jack?
What are you doing here?
Darling, this woman says she's here to pick up her last check, but she seems awfully pale right now. Do you need to sit down?
No, I just need to go. Excuse me.
I think you should go after her. Something's wrong with that woman. Go, take care of your staff.
Yeah, thanks. Charlie, wait up.
I can't believe you followed me outside. I need to go.
My wife wanted me to check up on you.
Because she seems like a lovely and considerate individual. Meanwhile, you just go around sleeping with other women? I knew you were scum all along.
I can explain.
No. You know, one of my best friends is getting a divorce right now because her husband has decided to have sexy FaceTime chats with another woman. Every day I see how alone my friend feels and I see the show she is putting on. I've slept with a lot of men. I've even had a few women in my bed, but I draw the line at married men. It's hurtful and it's inappropriate and it's just so not me.
Charlie, please, just stop for a second. Like I said, I can explain.
No, you can't. You just think you can, and that makes this whole thing so much worse.
But
nothing. Goodbye, Jack, and don't bother showing up at Natalie's party.
Oh, Natalie, dear. You look absolutely stunning. Is this dress Versace?
Yes, good eye.
I know a standout gown when I see one.
And I know a standout party when I see one. I never imagined that my accomplishments would be celebrated here at the Chateau Marmont. This is just too much, Bev.
No, it isn't. Just wait a second. Is that Jameson who just walked in here?
That it is.
Why, hello, Mrs. Kirkwood.
Jameson Pembroke. It is lovely to see you again. And I'm so glad that it would appear you're on the arm of my realty partner.
There's nowhere else I'd rather be.
Good answer. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go check on the caterer.
Hey, I want you to know that I've got a surprise for you, in honor of tonight.
Oh, tell me more.
I want to take you to Bora Bora for a week. You just pick a month and a week and I'll clear my calendar.
Oh, Jameson, listen, we finally got to a good place. I mean, I really am liking the direction we're headed in. It's been an interesting start.
Just think about it.
Matthew, hi. I was just headed out. That's why there's a limo out front and Charlie's in the backseat already.
Yeah, I get it. I don't want to keep you. I just came to get some clothes.
Oh.
Before you go, though, I must tell you that I heard from Jane today. She told me what happened between the two of you.
That's one event I don't care to relive. I really do have to get going now. I don't want to be late to Natalie's party.
I get it. I just wanted to tell you that I found what you did to be badass. I think it's great that you went to bat for yourself in a way that I couldn't. It just goes to show how amazing you are.
I am pretty damn amazing. You've got that right. Be sure to lock up when you're done.
That's it?
I don't know what else there is to say. I confronted your mistress and I bought an $800 dress afterwards. See ya.
Bye.
Oh my gosh, you two look amazing. Charlie, look at those shoes. And Sarah, you were right. That dress is absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you. You look great, Nat.
Thanks, hon.
And Jameson looks awfully handsome standing next to you.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah, I'm happy for you.
I really appreciate that. How are things between you and Matthew?
Well, you guys will never believe this. I bumped into Jane again today. She was at the dress shop I went to, and she stepped out of her dressing room in the exact same dress I'm wearing right now.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. First she wanted my husband, and then she wanted my dress. Anyway, I confronted her about everything. I gave her peace of my mind.
I am so proud of you.
Well, as long as we're sharing news and giving people a piece of our minds, I have to tell you what happened to me today. Or at least, I have to tell you, Nat. Sarah already knows, considering the woman I shared an awkward moment with was someone who helped her pick out the dress she's wearing.
I'm not following.
Jack is married to a woman named Marcy. She's hot, she's a redhead, and she is clearly a spectacular woman.
Oh, Charlie, I'm so sorry.
Me too. Men fucking suck.
Well, all I can say is that you are two strong, independent, fabulous women. And I promise you that the right men are out there for both of you. After all, if I can go through what I did with Jameson and still get somewhere with him, then you two can do the same with some men out there.
We will see. You are an inspiration. I mean, you've been through so much in your love life after what you went through with...
Cole?
Exactly.
And I already mentioned his name once today, so I don't think you need to...
No, stop. You guys, Cole is right over there. He just walked in.
What?
Holy shit, it is him.
Cole Montgomery just walked into this ballroom.
And is it my imagination, or is he coming over here?
He's definitely coming.
Well, well, well. Hello, Natalie.
And here comes Jameson.
And hello, Sarah and Charlie. And Nat, who's this?
Somebody that I used to know.
Attention, everyone! Woohoo! Attention! Welcome, everyone, to a special night here at the Chateau Marmont.